What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast, wherever you're tuning in from. Drop everything and get ready because this shit's about to get heavy because you're about to listen to the most extraordinary podcast in the freaking world. It's called the Luke Mindpower podcast. It's going to motivate the shit out of you. It'll wake up to your greatness. Live your freaking best life. Are you ready for that or what? If you're ready, drop some bombs and put yes in the comments right now and share this with 50,000 people because these are the people that are ready for their success and their transformation. Welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast, guys. What's up? Hope you're fantastic. Wherever you are around the world, whether you're going for a walk or you're driving in the car or maybe you're on the bus or maybe you're on a plane or whatever. Well, maybe you're in the mall freaking shopping and you're listening to the podcast because you're like, I just need some inspiration while I'm shopping because I'm freaking annoyed for some reason. Maybe you're having a shit day. Wherever you are around the world, if you're having a shit day, put your hands in the air and said, fuck yeah, come on. It doesn't matter if I'm having a shit day. Shit days are blessings. What the hell's wrong with Luke today? Shit days are blessings. Shit days everywhere. Fucking cool shirt. Shit days are blessing. Nah, man, I'm on another frequency today. This is what I'm talking about. What's up, everyone? First of all, before we go into this podcast episode, I don't know how long this podcast episode is going to go for, but it's going to go for a little bit. And while we're here today and we're here spending time together, I just want to welcome you. Like wherever you're tuning in from, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Instagram, wherever you're listening to on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, freaking whatever podcast platform you use, welcome to this podcast. I just want to give a massive shout out to you for not giving up for so many freaking years. Congratulations, you made it this far. Even all the shit that you've been through, you still haven't given up. Congratulations, right? Congratulations to yourself. Say, I'm so proud of you for not giving up. Everybody write that in the comments right now. I'm so proud of you for not giving up. Come on, like seriously, you know, it's so powerful. You don't even realize how amazing you are because you just keep plodding along, doing fucking whatever you're doing and thinking that life is just going to change and it's going to get better. And sometimes that's what happens. We get into this freaking way of living, doing shit, and it's just like a vicious, unconscious, destructive, habitual cycle of not living our best life, you know? And I'm learning myself right now, you know, how important it is to just slow down, to pause, you know? One thing that I'm doing, can I tell you a secret? And you know, I don't know, but there's something different going on in my life, you know? I started doing breath work. It's fucking good, man. But that's the thing. I did it freaking 2020 when I was doing the 3-day water fast. I was doing Wim Hof and it was good. I was just doing it because I was like, okay, bit of meditation or whatever to go with the fasting. But it never really hit me as it's hitting me right now. Now I'm 41. Now I'm expanding. I'm evolving. I'm on another level. I feel it within myself, you know, and I came across breath work a few days ago. Then I shared it with my clients in my Superpower Mastermind, and we did it at the end of our group coaching Zoom call. And I was like, all right, last 5 minutes, we're going to do some breath work. And it was just box breathing, you know, it was just like, take a deep breath in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, release, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then in, and then hold. Like, so yeah, so it's breathing out 4 seconds and then hold. Hold for 4 seconds and then breathe in for 4 seconds and then hold. And then breathe out for 4 seconds. So it's just a continuation of like those 4 second intervals, right? I did 5 minutes. Then the next day I found a 10 minute video to do it for 10 minutes. And yeah, there's something going on. I was talking to my sister today and she's like, what does it do for your body? Like, what is the additional oxygen creating? I'm like, well, I mean, think about this, you know, and you know what excuse I used to make, guys. And before I just go into this, because I wanted to say thank you, like, honestly, like wherever you're watching, if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, like wherever you listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast, if you tune in on Spotify and Apple podcasts, as I've got over 400 episodes there, I think this is episode 421, if I'm not wrong, something like that. But yeah, I just want to say thank you, you know, like, you know, I thank God every day that I woke up. I thank God for my wife, you know, for my little doggy, for our future children, you know, for my family, for my parents. Like, I'm very grateful to be alive, you know. I'm very grateful to just be living this life, doing what I'm doing, and very, I'm glad I fucking woke up, eh, you know. Like, I'm glad that I didn't just keep living in fear and doubting myself and thinking I wasn't good enough and get lost in like the life that I was living, you know. It feels I feel like I'm there's more purpose now. I'm feeling like I'm moving away further and further and further away from this old version of myself, this old identity. You know, I'm like, I don't want to copy anyone. I don't want to try to be like anyone. You know, whatever other people are doing, their habits, you know, their lifestyles, I don't care about that. You know, I'm thinking about myself and going, what am I still doing that I need to stop that's going to help me have more energy? You know, like I did a couple of episodes recently, testosterone, peptides. Yeah, take fucking testosterone because it's going to help you to fucking heal yourself and this and that. What about peptides? Yeah, fucking inject peptides because you want to be stronger. You want to have more, you want to heal your body or your body's deficient in certain things or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm not disrespecting the speakers and the guests that I had on the podcast, but I'm just like looking at that going, fuck man, like how deficient are we? Like what do we need constant supplements and shit to like make us feel better, make us more healthy, you know? And I'm like, well, why don't we get rid of some of the shit that is actually unhealthy for our brain? Luke Mind Power, mindset. Your mindset, you know, like take care of your brain, take care of your mind. Your thoughts are everything. Your thoughts is your body. What your body follows your mind. If you've got a toxic, fucked up head because of whatever you've been through, guess what? Your body follows, you know? So your body is just a reflection of your mind, you know? So because you become what you think about, like thinking. And then thinking creates the depression. Thinking creates the anxiety, the dysregulated nervous system. Thinking does all that. So thinking is going to go, I feel like fucking shit. I'm going to go fucking eat McDonald's 14 times in fucking one day. You know, like let's fucking do emotional eating. Ever done that? Like, fuck, I'm just going to eat this because I fucking want to. I don't care. I don't care about myself. You know, but the truth is your new identity that you want to become, they don't fucking care about that shit. They'll stop straight away and go, nah, I'm fucking better than that. I don't eat that crap. Whatever the fuck it is that you think is crap, shit food, right? But it's your thoughts and the way you think that control the actions that you fucking take in your life, you know? So thinking about your future self, and by the way, did I tell you I'm thankful? Did I tell you I'm really appreciate you? I'm serious, man. Like you're listening to me right now. You're listening to the podcast. I'm just fucking looking at you. And if you're not looking at me because you're listening on Apple Podcasts or some podcast platform that doesn't have a video, well, fucking, I'm looking in the camera. And if you were looking out of the camera, I'll be looking straight into your fucking eyeballs. I'm straight into your soul. And I'm telling you that you are fucking amazing, that you have greatness within you, that you're not watching this by accident, that you're freaking extraordinary. And you've been through some shit and you had some shit days, but guess what? Shit days are fucking good days. Shit days are blessings. Challenges are blessings, man. The hardships that we go through, no, it's not freaking awesome when you're going through toxic relationships and it feels like shit and people treating you like shit and you've been through crap in your life. No, it doesn't feel good. But is it something to work from? Is it something to overcome? Is it something to learn from? Is it something to heal from? Is it something to conquer? Fucking oaf it is. Something to conquer. Conquer yourself. That's the fucking mission in your life. Get over your fucking problems. But guess what? Life is full of that shit. There's going to be more shit down the road. And what are you going to do? Deal with it or fucking become a victim of it? Convince yourself that, oh, fucking hell, this is what's happening in my life. This is how fucked up it is. Man, I was in church last Sunday and the nun came on after the mass and the priest sat down and she came and talked and she said one thing. And she said, your challenges, be grateful for them. And I was like, fucking oath. I didn't know I needed to come to church just to hear that. You know? It's amazing. Just like I'm speaking here, I'm sharing my wisdom, I'm being myself, I'm being Luke Mind Power, and I share something that you needed to hear today. I hope it is. Whatever it is, write it in the comments. If you can write it in the comments, you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you're watching, if you can write it in the comments, write whatever it is that I've already said that you needed to hear, write it, please. I want to read your comments. I want to see. I want to reply to you. Let me know. Because sometimes that's all it is. And I'll be honest, you know, today's Friday. On Fridays, I don't eat meat. So my wife made me some Kluski leniwa, which is like some like dumplings, Polish dumplings, with cheese and spinach or something. Not cheese, fucking the pierogi with cheese and something. Anyway, so you know, obviously no meat, right? And I was in the kitchen. I was thinking about what was I talking about? I forgot what I was gonna say. Anyway, it'll come back to me. What were we talking about? Yeah, we're talking about church. I went to church. freaking hell. Does this ever happen to you when you're speaking and you're talking and then all of a sudden you have this mad thought and you're like, oh, I'm going to share this. Yeah. And then you forget it. It's like, kurva much. Yeah, I know. It's annoying. But, you know, this is the thing, man. Like, if I'm going to sit here and get all anxious and shit and go, it'll come back to me. And if it doesn't, who gives a shit? I'm going to sit here and go, oh no, what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I'm a fucking idiot. You're so stupid, Luke. Why did you going to say something and then you forgot? You know what I mean? Like, I've talked about this so much in the past about being your own best friend, being your own hero, being your own superhero, being someone that actually has your back rather than shitting on yourself and putting yourself down, you know? I think it's annoying. I think it's stupid that you wouldn't actually think highly of yourself. But if you don't think highly of yourself, I think the most amazing thing is to change the way you think about yourself. So how do you change the way you think about yourself? Well, practice self-love. Go through a coaching program. Like, you go through one of my coaching programs. Both of my speaking programs and Superpower Mastermind teach you about self-love. And man, oh man, oh man, when you start learning about self-love, you fucking change your life. You don't realize who you are until you start learning how to love yourself. You know, it's probably the best thing I ever did, you know. But just going back to the food, you know, I don't eat meat on Fridays. And then I'm having a vegetarian meal but still, I didn't feel like I was missing out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sitting here going, oh my gosh, like, I can't eat meat. Damn, I'm not going to survive. You know, I haven't had a coffee for over a week. I haven't been able to sleep properly. That's fucking for sure. And what's that mean? Well, obviously your brain and your mind and nervous system is dependent on caffeine and you got so used to it. And now you stop drinking coffee and all of a sudden your brain's like, hey, where's the coffee, man? Like, give me some coffee, bruh. Like, come on, man, give me the caffeine. Like, fucking hell, what's going on? If you don't give me a caffeine, I'm not going to let you sleep. Yeah, fucking, this is what you're going to get. And then one night, two nights, three nights, fucking waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, wide awake, going, what the fuck's going on? What's wrong with me? You know, it's like, don't even realize. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm stressed. Maybe I've got too much going on. Maybe I moved into a new house. Maybe I've got too many expenses. Maybe I've got all this shit I've got to pay. Maybe I've got fucking this and that and blah, 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 blah. Fucking all this shit going on. And I'm like, oh, my nervous system is dysregulated, you know? So I'm fucking put under pressure. And so I'm going to bed and I can't wait. I fucking wake up at 3 o'clock and I can't sleep. You know, it's like, fuck, man, maybe your body's dependent on caffeine. And now because you just went and stopped straight away like that, boom, 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 and you don't drink coffee anymore, your brain is unsettled, your body's unsettled, and it's trying to recalibrate itself. Shout out to Toffee in the background. See Toffee, there's my little doggy, Toffee. Yeah, she's cute, man. Look at everyone, say hi. Look at everyone, Toff Toff. Look at everyone in who's watching the podcast. Toffee, look. Yeah, she's hanging out with Daddy. She's hanging out with Daddy today. Yeah, sometimes I bring her into the office and she sits on my lounge and then, hey, do you want to come and say hi? Okay. Well, there she is, little Toff Toff. I didn't know that she was going to come, but, you know, this little doggy has been a real amazing addition to our family that's evolving, you know, because we want to have kids. But for her to come into our life in Dubai, we bought her in Dubai I bought her just before Yulita's 34th birthday. Come and say hi. Look, say the camera's there. Look, say hi, say hello. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's so calm and so chilled and she's such a good little doggy. Yeah. You're cute little doggy. Mm. Okay, go. But, you know, I've always loved animals and I loved birds and I keep telling Yulita that I'm going to get some birds because I love birds. I've never had a dog before and growing up, you know, my dad used to bring some dogs over, but we never kept them, you know. So my family, my parents never really were prone to or open to having animals, cats, dogs, all that kind of stuff. But now that, you know, I'm grown up, I can do things. I can fucking buy a dog, you know. But having Toffee has been a lifesaver. It's just changed. I think in a way, God brought her into our life to kind of prepare us for having a family. You know, it's almost like get a dog first and she's going to push you a little bit and get you out of your comfort zone, especially when she was a baby, you know. You had to like teach her where to poo and all this kind of stuff and train her and stuff. But now she's such an obedient little doggy, you know. She's just like, she listens and she doesn't like, you know, we live on a pretty big property, and she doesn't try to run away. She's not like going so that we can't see her or anything. And every time we call her, she comes, you know. So it's definitely a beautiful addition to our family. And yeah, thanks for listening. but you know, life is precious, man. Life is such a gift. And, you know, if I can do anything, I'm just going to not let like the fear of people's opinions and negative thinking to control my life, you know. And wherever you're at in life, you know, whatever you've been through, just remember that the shit days that you've been through are only temporary. But the challenge that we come across is that mentally we're not where we want to be. And then your mental health affects your physiology, your physical health. It affects your emotional health. So where do we start? You know, where do we start? It's like, should you work on, I've heard this before too, actually. Some people, before they start our coaching program, they're like, oh, I'm going to focus on my physical health first. And I'm like, yeah, at least you're doing something. You know, yeah, go for it, you know. And I'm not here to tell people what to do, but think about it. Like, if you've got unresolved trauma or unresolved negative thinking or limiting beliefs or fear or just like a lot of self-doubt, do you think that's going to disappear because you go to the gym or you go and do some running or you go and do some Pilates? Is that going to change your mindset? Because your brain is your brain, and your memory is your memory, and your past experiences are your past experiences. They're there. The only way they're going to be resolved or released or expressed or reprocessed, or the only way you're going to reprogram your mind, is by changing your habits and by bringing to the surface the light, bring the past to the light. See, I was trying to get it out there and eventually I got it. Bring the past to the light, you know? Because as you do that, it no longer is held, blocked, hidden. You're no longer afraid of it. You know, it's almost, a lot of us have fear because of what we've been through or our challenges. And then we never talk about it or share it. And we think that just doing exercise is going to heal it, you know. Physical health is definitely very important, but your mental health is what affects your physical health. And it affects the way you show up, right? So yeah, it's interesting actually doing this kind of work, being a motivational speaker, a life coach, having online coaching programs. I'm just like, shit, man, like actually mental health is massive. I never saw it like that. I never saw, oh, I'm a mental health advocate, or I'm a mental health speaker, or I didn't think about it like that, even though I know I have a friend of mine, he's in his, I interviewed him on a podcast as well, Dennis Grant, and Derek Grant, ex-basketball player, and his shirt says, life is mental. Not in a bad way, but life is mental. It is. It's fucking, everything's in your head. So fix your mind and you'll fix your life. That's enough, hey. I don't have to say anything else. Guys, I'm just saying, man, I appreciate you so much. Like, I started this podcast by talking about gratitude. I'm going to end this podcast by talking about gratitude. I just want you to know that I'm not fucking going anywhere, but I'm going to keep moving forward, keep taking action, keep staying consistent, keep showing up. And I'll just quickly share with you, because if you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube or wherever you're watching this, in the show notes below, I'm going to leave a link. And that link is going to be for you, if you're interested, to join the Luke Mind Power Inner Circle. And I'm going to give you something. I'm going to take a risk on you if you take a risk on me. Okay. And basically, I'm going to give you access for 30 days to the Luke Mind Power Inner Circle. It's where you join an amazing community of like-minded people that want to step into the journey of growth, but you don't want to spend $1,000. You don't want to spend $2,000, $5,000. You don't want to spend anything like that. For the first 30 days, it's absolutely on the house. There's no fees. After 30 days, it's $19. But why is it $19? Okay. You're going to get access to certified life coaches from our coaching institute that are going to be going live in the community, inspiring you, sharing tools and sharing different wisdom and strategies on how to become the best version of yourself and how to heal. Okay. Then my success team is also going to be sharing a lot of different resources and trainings and worksheets from our coaching programs and from our success trainings that I've been doing since 2022. I'm going to also be going live every Monday. I'm going to be doing a Monday Mindset Live to prepare you for the week so you can crush the shit out of your week. And then once a month, I'm also going to be doing a live 2-hour webinar with myself and special guests. Okay. So if you would like to be a part of the Luke Mindpower Inner Circle, and you don't have to think about too much. Like, you don't have to get on a call with us, with my team. You don't have to think about it. You're just listening right now and you're like, this sounds like a step forward. Because that's all you need. You need to take a step forward. If you want change, this is where you can make a change. This is where you start the change. Doesn't mean that it's going to end there, but it's where you start, right? So if this is something that is of interest to you and you want to join us in the Luke Mindpower Inner Circle, guess what? You're going to join an extraordinary family, okay? Of like-minded people who want to be better, okay? Now, lastly, the Luke Mindpower Inner Circle officially launches on the 9th of March. Okay, so get ready because this shit's about to get heavy. It's going to be amazing and I can't wait to see you in there. Why am I whispering? I don't freaking know, but I like it. I believe in you guys. I hope to see you in the inner circle. It's going to be amazing. It's just another part, another branch of the Luke Mindpower brand where I'm here to help you and create a space that is affordable, but also where you stay accountable, consistent, and you start your journey of change. Okay? Start your journey of change. Don't overthink it. You're just going to be here listening and you're going, I'm ready for change. I'm ready for something different. I'm ready to evolve. If you are, click the link below. Join us. Remember, 30 days is on the house. It's on me. And then after that, it's $19 a month. All right? I hope to see you there. I'm sending you so much love, guys. Check out the next podcast. And a lot of motivation to come for 2026. See you soon.